You let him go out in daylight? Alone?
Are we his jailers now?
All Sullivan needs, all any of us needs is a bloody street murder during shopping hours.
You're like a melodrama. Romeo's safer out now than wandering the streets at night.
And I thought you cared about him.
I'll sterilize the needles and get things ready for tomorrow, then.
Good. Juliet, wait. This is too much for you.
No.
Nursing takes strength. Each time you go out there, you put yourself at risk. It's not a pretty sight.
I've seen worse. I'm just a little tired.
Anyone could have seen you. What? Juliet.
She can stay.
But.
She can stay. Let her stay.
Leave the city.
No.
It's too dangerous.
I'm staying.
Why? Why?
My life is here. All that makes my life worth living is here.
I can't be who you want me to be. Leave the city. Eastman's gang is hunting for you now.
I know.
Then leave. Please, think about what I'm saying.
I've always thought about what you have to say, Rosalind. And I thank you for your kindness, but I am no longer your responsibility. You want to help, but for some things, there is no help. Some things are just fate.
Juliet. Juliet.
Tammany endorses Grout for Comptroller.
In a surprise move, Tammany boss Silent Charlie Murphy has endorsed Mr. Grout of the Fusion Party for Comptroller.
He's a Democrat and we're Democrats. We don't have a better candidate to put forward. So Tammany's endorsing Grout.
Mr. Grout.
I'm pleased to have Tammany's endorsement, gentlemen, and I assure you that there are no strings attached. None at all.
Mr. Grout, does this mean you're running mate for both Seth Lowe and Senator McClellan? You're running on both tickets?
I suppose you could put it that way, but really it's simply an endorsement.
Won't it confuse the voters about whether you're for Fusion or for Tammany? Are you going to campaign for both sides?
Of course not. I'll campaign with Mayor Lowe and the Fusion Party, just like the last election. It's simply an endorsement, I'm telling you, and as there are no strings attached, I see no harm whatsoever in accepting it.
Rosalind, Sullivan's nephew Paris is here. He asked for you.
I don't want anything to do with the Sullivan clan.
Rosalind, I know your sword, Sullivan.
Don't tell me how I feel.
I did not come here for my uncle, Rosalind. I came for Juliet.
She's gone. She left.
She knew I was coming to meet her.
She left. Paris... She may have followed Romeo.
What?
He was here. I don't know. I don't know if she did.
Unless you want me to lock him up, I got no control over him. When Rosalind was working with him, he was quieter.
She was good for him.
She was good for you. Too bad you weren't the same for her.
Don't lecture me, Benvolio. What is the kid likely to do?
If he listens to Rosalind, he'll leave town. But I don't know. When I saw him this morning, he seemed happy.
Happy?
I know. As close to death as he is, maybe he just don't care anymore.
With Romeo.
That's what she said.
I don't believe it. She doesn't know Romeo. How could she? Run after Akilah? Girl's not crazy. Rosalind's got it wrong.
Then where do you think she is?
Probably just took the long way home. She's a good girl, Paris. She's worth your patience.
I don't blame her. I don't expect her to fall in love with me all at once, you know.
When she gets home, I'll talk to her.
And to think, she's only been in the city a couple of months.
Don't worry. She's learned a lot since she came here. If she's not home in another hour, we'll go find her.